Welcome to Wealthion. I'm Wealthion founder Adam Taggart here with another short explainer video following up on my recent one on iBonds, this time explaining what Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, better known as TIPS, are, and then comparing them to iBonds. First off, if you haven't yet watched my short video on iBonds, I'll put up a link to it here. You can either go watch it now and then come back to this video, or you can watch it after this one by going to wealthion.com/iBonds. Okay, moving on to TIPS. What exactly are they? TIPS are issued by the U.S. Treasury and are indexed to inflation in order to protect investors from a decline in purchasing power of their money. To explain how that works, let me tell you how the securities are constructed. Like a bond, TIPS have two main components: the principal, which gets repaid when the security matures, and the interest payment, which gets paid out every 6 months. As mentioned, TIPS are issued by the U.S. Treasury and can be purchased in increments of $100 up into the millions of dollars. They're available in maturities of 5, 10, and 30 years. So let's say you buy a 10-year TIPS from the Treasury for $1,000. That's your principal amount. When the TIPS matures in 10 years, you'll get paid that $1,000 back, at least, likely more actually, which I'll explain in a minute. Along the way though, every 6 months, the Treasury will pay you interest. The interest rate on your TIPS is set the day you buy it, and that rate does not change over the lifetime of the security. To continue our example, let's say our $1,000 TIPS has a set interest rate of 3% the day you buy it from the Treasury. Then, every 6 months afterwards, you, the holder, will receive an interest payment calculated off of that annualized 3% rate. Now, pretty simple so far. Now, here's where the inflation protection aspect comes in. While the interest rate, the 3%, never changes for the lifetime of the security, its principal amount does. The principal on TIPS fluctuates based on the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. When the CPI increases, the principal is adjusted upwards, and vice versa when the CPI falls. So, using our example, if over the first year the CPI rises by 2%, the principal will be adjusted higher by 2% as well. So instead of $1,000, it's now $1,020. If CPI keeps rising, then the principal keeps getting adjusted higher, and the annualized 3% interest payment keeps getting larger too, because it's 3% of a bigger number. So that's how TIPS protect your purchasing power from inflation. They adjust higher in lockstep with the CPI. Got it? All right, again, this is pretty straightforward stuff. Now, some of you may be asking, well, what happens in periods of deflation when the CPI goes negative? It's a good question. During periods of deflation, the principal of your TIPS adjusts downwards. You still get your twice yearly interest payment at the 3% annualized rate, but it'll be lower because it's now calculated off of a lower principal amount. The good news is that when your TIPS mature, you're guaranteed to receive the adjusted principal or your original principal back, whichever is greater. No matter what the CPI does over the life of the security, you won't lose any of your original principal if you hold your TIPS to maturity. And usually, your return principal will be much more than you put in. So, in summary, TIPS guarantee return of your original principal, they protect the purchasing power of it against rising inflation, and they give you an income stream all the way through to maturity. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. What's not to like? Well, this is where things get a little more complicated. Not too much, but enough that you have to think about it carefully. First off, you may not want to hold your TIPS to maturity, especially those with 10 or 30 year durations. That's a long time, and macroeconomic conditions and the inflation rate are sure to change wildly over the years. The good news is that you can sell your TIPS at any time on the secondary market using a standard brokerage account. TIPS are extremely liquid, which is great. But remember that guaranteed return of your original principal? Well, that only applies if you hold your TIPS all the way to maturity. if you sell it beforehand, you'll receive whatever the current value the open market is willing to pay you for the security. And there are a number of factors that influence the market value of your TIPS at any given moment. All right, this can get a little complex, so I'll just briefly mention the two big ones. CPI obviously matters. If it's rising fast, then usually there's higher market demand for TIPS. Of course, that means slowing and declining CPI similarly cools interest as well. And what's happening with interest rates matters. Remember how your TIPS have a fixed interest rate? Well, if interest rates on other types of bonds are rising, then your fixed rate looks less appealing on a relative basis, and your TIPS will sell at a discount. The key takeaway here is, if you trade in the open market, you can lose money on TIPS. That guaranteed return of principal I mentioned earlier only comes into play if you hold until maturity. So be mindful of the loss risk involved. And because of these dynamics, you need to put thought into what your goals are, how long you expect to hold these securities, and whether you plan to transact through the treasury or the secondary market. Let me give you just a few scenarios to think through, as it can get a little complicated here. TIPS usually do well when the CPI is increasing. But if you think the CPI is peaking out here and will start declining, what's known as disinflation, then the appeal of TIPS starts losing its luster. If we fall into recession accompanied by outright deflation where CPI is negative, TIPS start losing value, which can result in losses on your investment if you sell it in the open market. And even as the CPI rises, it doesn't necessarily mean the market value of your TIPS is increasing along with it. Because if interest rates rise faster during the same period than CPI does, that can more offset any benefits and result in your TIPS losing market value despite a higher CPI. Falling interest rates should boost the value of your TIPS as they do with any kind of fixed rate bond. But if lower interest rates are what you're betting on, a long-dated US Treasury bond will appreciate much more in response to them than TIPS will. So my point here is that you have to be mindful when purchasing TIPS. Unless you're already quite experienced working with these securities, I highly recommend working in partnership with a professional financial advisor who's experienced with TIPS and can walk you through the process of determining if they're appropriate for your needs, how much to buy, how long to plan to hold them, and whether to transact through the US Treasury or the open market. Okay, hopefully all this has helped demystify for you what TIPS are. I realize they're a little harder to wrap your brain around than I-bonds, but it's not rocket science. You'll get it. If you're still not totally clear, just rewatch this video until the main points sink in. And speaking of I-bonds, how exactly do TIPS compare to them? Here's a quick rundown. And again, if you haven't yet watched my video on I-bonds, you can do it here. Watch it after this one. All right, TIPS versus I-bonds. I'll walk you through this handy table provided on the Treasury Direct website. Types of investment. TIPS, these are marketable. You can trade it just like a stock on the open market, or you can transact directly with the US Treasury. I-bonds, these are non-marketable, meaning you can only transact with the US Treasury. How to buy. TIPS, you can buy them through the US Treasury using their Treasury Direct website or through your brokerage account. There are also TIPS-specific ETFs out there, like TIP, which is offered by iShares, which gives you exposure to a basket of TIPS of varying interest rates and durations. With I-bonds, you buy them through the Treasury Direct website, and these are electronic certificates. Although, if you're due a refund from the IRS, you can use that to buy up to an additional $5,000 worth of paper I-bonds in any given year. Purchase limits. With TIPS, you know, without getting into the weeds too much here, folks, just know that you can buy TIPS in any amount between $100 and $5 million with no problems. I-bonds, you're limited to purchasing just $10,000 per person per year through the Treasury Direct website. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're getting a tax refund, you can use that to buy up to an additional $5,000 in paper I-bonds in a given year. Par and face amount. Okay, this is how much you buy when you're making your purchase. For TIPS, you can buy whatever amount you want to, up to $5 million in increments of $100. With I-bonds, okay, buying electronically through the Treasury Direct website, you can buy whatever amount you want to, up to $10,000 in increments of $25. For paper I-bonds, you can buy up to $5,000 worth and you get 6 choices of denominations: $50, $100, $200, $500, $1,000, and $5,000. Inflation indexing. For tips, your principal is adjusted monthly when the latest CPIU data is released. I-bonds, it's the inflation rate that gets adjusted, and that just happens twice a year, in May and then again in November, based on how the CPIU has performed over the previous 6 months. Face amount. Essentially, the face or original principal amount is determined for both of these securities at the time the security is created by the U.S. Treasury. For tips, the interest rate is also locked in at this time. Earnings rates. Tips have a fixed interest rate that doesn't change over the life of the security. With I-bonds, the interest rate is comprised of a fixed percentage set that's set when the I-bond is created, plus a floating percentage that adjusts with the CPIU. So the tips interest rate is fixed where the I-bond's interest rate fluctuates. Interest. For tips, as mentioned, the principal is adjusted as CPIU rises and falls. Twice a year, interest payments, calculated by applying the fixed interest rate to the adjusted principal total, are paid to the holder. With I-bonds, twice a year interest payments are calculated and accrued. These are only paid out when the I-bond is sold or matures. Tax issues. For tips, in any given year, you're taxed on the interest payments you receive, as well as any increase made in your adjusted principal that year. Both of these are taxed as ordinary income by the federal government. They're exempt from state and local taxes. For I-bonds, no taxation at all occurs until the year you sell your I-bonds or they mature. At that time, any accrued interest is taxed as ordinary income by the federal government. This is exempt from state and local taxes as well. Lifespan. Tips are sold at 5, 10, and 30-year maturities. I-bonds only have a 30-year maturity. And disposal before maturity. For tips, you can sell them at any time on the secondary market. I-bonds, you have to hold them for a year, but after that, you can sell them anytime back to the U.S. Treasury. If you haven't held them for 5 years, though, then you have to forgo the last 3 months of accrued interest, which really isn't all that much of a sacrifice. But if you sell them after holding them for 5 years, then there's no penalty at all. I think that table provides a handy summary of how tips work versus I-bonds. But in short, I-bonds offer more loss protection. But the small $10,000 per year limit prevents them from offering easy shelter to investors who've got larger sums of money to protect. Tips allow you to deal with vastly larger amounts, but they open you up to downside risk that needs to be taken into account. As advised in this high inflation yet highly uncertain investing environment we're currently in, ask your professional financial advisor to guide you on whether either, neither, or both of these inflation protection vehicles is appropriate for your personal financial situation. If you don't have a good advisor or would prefer a second opinion by one well steeped in these instruments, then consider scheduling a free, no commitment, no strings attached consultation with one of the financial advisors Wealthion endorses. They'll happily review your personal situation and give you their best advice free of charge. If interested in one of these free consultations, just fill out the short form at wealthion.com and we'll help you get set up. Okay, that's it. That's pretty much everything you need to know about tips and how they compare to I-bonds. And if you find these short explainer videos of value and would like to see more of them, please let me know in the comments section below. Feel free to suggest any additional topics you'd like to see me cover in a future video. And if you want to see more of these, please support this channel by hitting the like button and then clicking on the red subscribe button below if you haven't already, as well as that little bell icon right next to it. Thanks so much for doing that. I hope this has been helpful, and thanks so much for watching.